Good morning, 7:44 a.m. on, is it the 30th? Must be. 29th, it's not Saturday, it's only Friday. 29th, yeah, 7:44 on the 29th of March. Yeah, okay, so I'm out early. Perhaps not as early as I should be, but I'm out early. It's not too terribly cold. I didn't wear my fleece hood today, but I do have my Tyvek hood up, so you may hear that crackling, making noise when I move my head. Kid, daughter. 17-minute first mile. That's not too bad. Not great, but not bad. Elder daughter woke us up at 4 a.m. with the rash from hell. A few days ago, she started amoxicillin for her sinus infection. And the problem was that she had to stop taking it almost immediately because it was causing some weird side effects. Now, this is odd because she's had amoxicillin many times before in a suspension. But this is the first time she's had it in a pill. So she stopped taking it, and symptoms started going away, and her sinus infection has cleared up. At least the symptoms that she's reporting are all no longer related to the sinus infection. But she yesterday developed a rash, and 4 o'clock this morning she came in and woke us up because it had started to itch. So, we didn't have any Benadryl, so that meant at 4 a.m. I went to the store and got some antihistamine, because it was pretty clear that she was having a reaction to something. And so I'm waiting to find out now when she wakes up. She didn't have school today, although my wife has to go to work, which means I'm going to get to go do the follow-up doctor visit later this morning, as soon as people get up and start moving about. Yesterday was paved with good intentions, but was certainly a road to hell. This Grand Central Station at my house yesterday. Between telephone calls and the people ringing the doorbell, and kids and school, what should have been a 20-minute trip to school turned into be an hour and a half, two trips, and a quarter of a tank of gas. It's like ridiculous. But we got that taken care of. But yesterday was just impossible. It was one of those impossible days. And today I'm feeling like shit. It's almost the end of the first quarter. I got next to nothing done this quarter. I need to get one book out, but that's ridiculous. I got to get this thing for Sigur off my desk. I've got to get it written. I've got to get it off my desk and over to him, because he's becoming quite concerned, reasonably, for the lack of production from me. Unfortunately, I don't think it's going to happen today. With a panicky, sick kid who's concerned that she is, in fact, going to die because she has a rash. Or, more precisely, I think it would be more fair, is that she's concerned that she's not going to be able to go to the prom tomorrow because she has a rash. Now, I don't know. It's possible. There are worse things than not going to the prom, but at 17, it's hard to imagine what they might be. So, yeah, there's that. Anyway, I'm tired. I'm tired and cranky. And I'm having trouble focusing today, even more than normal. So, I'm going to have to call and make arrangements for the cataract surgery here pretty soon. I should probably do that today. I'm going to need to get that done. I'm also frustrated because I know perfectly well I have valid ebook versions of both Cytherea's Call and Ravenwood. But do you think I can find them? I don't understand how they cannot be in the folder where all of the rest of the stuff should be. All the rest of the stuff is there. All of the current copies are there. All of the current formatting's there. All of the current stuff is there. Except the EPUB. That boggles me because I almost had to have the EPUB in order to do the upload to Amazon. When I changed Ravenwood, I put the last third printing file up for Ravenwood. I put the new second printing up for Cytherea's Call with the new covers and stuff. And right at the moment, I think all seven people who read EPUB have actually contacted me to find out when am I going to release them in EPUB. And I'm at the point where I went to the folder today to find the EPUB versions and to put them into Ekwid and put them in my storefront on my website. And they're not there. I don't understand how they cannot be there. This is crazy. Now, it could be, and the only thing that I can think of is that this is before I started using Sigil to do the formatting and then the Kindle EPUB check with a Kindle previewer to generate the compiled MOBI file for upload. Because I've got all of those for the share books. I don't have them for Cytherea's Call. I don't have them for Ravenwood. So I suppose the answer is my brain is completely shot and I have no idea what it was that I did, which is entirely possible. Had to go to the grocery store this morning. I also need gas. And do you think I could remember my zip code? It was one of the more frightening episodes of the day. Please enter your zip code. So I entered the last four digits of my phone number. No, that's not right. So I entered the last four digits of my social security number. No, that's not right. What the hell is my zip code? I could not remember. It's ridiculous because a lot of the same digits are in both my social security number and the phone number. So the brain, the cognitive function, kept cross-wiring them for me. And because I was stressed, because I was tired, because I couldn't focus, because I'm very upset, I couldn't remember. The more I couldn't remember, the more upset I got. And of course, the more upset I got, the less I could actually remember. Eventually, it came to me. Eventually, I stopped trying to remember it, and of course, my fingers punched it in automatically. But that's very troubling. Like, I don't have enough on my plate. I really don't need to be dealing with dementia. So, this is something I'll take up with my therapist on Monday. Oh, Monday. Oh, God, Monday is going to be such a day. Younger daughter's going to California for a trip, for school, for music. They're going to go perform. They're going to go to Disney World. No, I guess in California and Anaheim, it's Disneyland. Monk Pool. So yeah, they're flying out on Monday morning. It's a 6 a.m. flight. So they have to be at the school at 2 a.m. in the morning. 2 in the morning. I don't know what that's going to do to my medication schedule, because usually at 2 in the morning I am so totally zonked. And I have to get her up at like 1, so she can get up, get something to eat, something to drink, maybe take a shower before she goes, wake up the whole house. It takes about 10 or 15 minutes to get over there. So we don't have to leave a long time in advance, but we will not want to wait until the last minute and come zooming in right at 2 a.m. So I figure we're going to have to leave at like 1:40. I may just stay up. I may take a nap Sunday morning. Sleep in Sunday or something. I don't know. But then I've got an 8 o'clock appointment. 8 a.m. Monday morning. Wife has work, kid has school. Kid does not have school because it's spring break. Which is why they picked this week to go to California. And last minute permission slips and copies of badges and all kinds of other stuff was what happened yesterday, along with last minute rehearsals and a lot of back and forth, and it's kind of a pain. So yeah, grumble, grumble, grumble. Today is a grumbly day. It's a grumbly Friday. Is this Good Friday? Sunday is Easter? I think so. Does that make this Good Friday? I'm so out of touch with these holidays. I've never really understood. I've really grokked. At one point, I probably knew. But at this point, I really don't have any idea. I can't even remember my social security. Zip code. My social security, I can remember. But my zip code? No. Well, yeah, now I can, because I don't need it. And it's going over and over and over and over in my head, because I'm thinking about it. I don't think of white elephants. But I've talked about this with my therapist before, and it's actually symptomatic of stress. And to say that I am stressed, I think, would be a significant understatement. Two emails today about where are the books, where are the books, where are the books? You know, believe me, I want these books off my desk. I want them out. Because that will at least cut down the mail for, well, you said it was published, but it's not in print. Go listen to it. I don't do ebooks. I don't do audiobooks. I don't listen to podcasts. I can't listen to a book because it's too boring. Sorry. Yeah, and there are a couple of people who've written to me and said, I'm hard of hearing. I can't listen. I don't have the facility. I don't have the faculty. And for those people, I am sympathetic. Deb Geary can't listen either. She has a problem with vocal language. It's okay in conversation, but not listening to books, apparently. At any rate, I've got two books that just need editing. And I've said this before, I think, like I said, like yesterday, I really feel bad if I spend time editing those books and putting them together while Scott's waiting for the story that I promised him last month. So the butt in chair, fingers on keys, or stand-up equivalent of whatever that would be. Feet firmly planted. Story unfolding from fingertips. That needs to start happening. And I'm not sure why it's not. I don't get it. This is one of the things that I'm finding quite agonizing. So it's not happening, and yet I know how to do it. I know what to do, and when I sit down at the computer, I do anything but that. I can't explain it. I can't. And then I get to the end of the day, and I feel terrible because I haven't done it. My therapist keeps saying, stop pushing. You're doing the work, it's just not at the point where you can type it out yet. And part of me says, yeah, that's possibly true. Another part of me says, I think that's just escapism. I think that's just, part of it is just rationalization. When I was at Oregon a year ago this month, it was, I think it was a year ago this weekend, actually. There wasn't a question. It was like, okay, I've got a deadline. It's Tuesday. I've got to write right now. And my deadline has gone by. It's contractual. I'm in default. I'm letting down people I care about by not writing this story for Scott, by not rushing right home and doing it, grinding on it until it's done. Is that what I did when I was in... Well, yeah, it was, but it's also a smaller piece. It's a lot easier to grind when what you're looking at is 2,000 words. So I suppose part of the problem is that I'm looking at 40,000 words and thinking, oh my God, I gotta get it done. And I'm not looking at, well, I gotta do 5,000 words today. Or 10,000 words today. If I pull the Lowell out, my famous 10,000 word day, if I pulled one of those out of my butt today, the problem is I don't know. Even if I pulled 5,000 words out, that's more than I did yesterday. Maybe that's the answer. Sick kid, sick wife. Sick me. Another 17-minute mile. It's not too bad. It's not great, but it's moving. And it's early, so it's probably not even quite 8 o'clock yet. So there's time left in the day for today. And because I'm at the back gate, tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.